Uh-oh.
It's only me and him. Him being three-time CMA Country Musician of the Year, McAnally.
Oh, yeah.
Mac will now show you his musical skills as he plays the part of the bear in this next little song. It's kind of like Jimmy's version of Mr. Seuss, or Dr. Seuss, that's it. Play us, show us your bear. Sounds like a Chicago bear to me. I got that, I got it. I've been waiting to do that all night. I haven't heard it. Speaking of Chicago bears. First time I performed this song was probably back in about 1969 at the Quiet Night on Belmont Avenue. And my old and dear friend who hired me for my very first Chicago gig, Mr. Richard Harding, is here tonight. I'm gonna do this for him tonight. And for you, bear lovers out there, well, like I've explained around this town for about 38 years, I ain't no drinking man. But I used to have me some good times between the Earl of Old Town and the Quiet Night. A few other hangouts and... Well, lately I've been... cutting down, it gets me highly irregular, and I swore I would never do it again. But I promised my brother-in-law that I'd watch his still while he went into town to vote. And, you know, friends and neighbors, it wasn't ordinary still. It stood up on that hillside like a huge golden oak. And God's yellow moon was shining on the cool, humid evening. And God's little lanterns was twinkling on and off in the heavens. And like I tried to explain earlier, I ain't no drinking man. But it was the last night of this run of the tour. Saturday night in Chicago, Illinois. What can I say? The temptation got the best of me and I took a slap. Woo! That yellow whiskey tasted down like honeydew vine water running down my throat, and I took another slash. Took another and another and another, and you know, this was way before Red Bull and vodka. So I took another slash. Down one whole jug of that shit, commenced to get hot flashes. Goose pimples are running up and down my body. And this feeling came over me like something I'd never experienced before. Like I was in love. In love for the first time with anything that moved. Animate, inanimate, cone head, no cone, it did not matter. It was like there's this great neon sign flashing on and off my brain saying, Jimmy Buffett. That's with two T's. There's a great day coming. 'Cause I was drunk. Now let me clarify that. I wasn't knee crawling, slip sliding, cheese hitting, come on hugging drunk. I was God's own drunk and a fearless man. And that's when I first saw the bear. He was a Kodiak looking fella, about 19 feet tall. He rambled up down from the highest part of the stadium up there where that smell of marijuana smoke is coming from. Double high up there, right? He rambled on down the hill. He expected me to do one of two things, flip or fly. I didn't do either. It hung him up. He starts sniffing around my body, trying to smell a little fear. Ain't gonna happen. I'm God's own drunk and a fearless man. Hung him up. And then he looked me right in my eyes. My eyes was a lot redder than his was. It hung him up. So I approached him and I said, "Mr. Bear, sir, I love every hair on your 27-acre buck. And I know you got a lot of friends over there on the other side of the hill. There's old Rare Bear, Tall Bear, Pretty Bear, Kelly Jerry, Really Bear, Smell Bear, Smokey Bear, Pokey the Bear. I want you to go back over there tonight. You tell them I'm feeling right. You tell them I'm God's own drunk and a fearless man. And I do love each and every one of them like a brother and a sister. But if they give me any trouble tonight, I'm gonna run every goddamn one of them right off the hill." That's what I told him. He took two steps back. He didn't know what to think. Neither did I, but being Catholic and cautious, I approached him again. I said, "Mr. Bear, you know, in the eyes of the Lord, we're both beasts when it comes right down to it. So I want you to be my buddy. Buddy Bear." That would be the Oprah thing to do. So I took old Buddy Bear by a silent-sized paw. I led him over to that still because he's a sniffing around and smelling something good. I gave him one of them jugs of honeydew vine water. He downed it upright, looked like one of them bears at the circus sipping sarsaparilla in the moonlight. Gave him another and another and another, and 14, he downed about eight of them and commenced doing the bear dance. Two sniffs, a snort, a fly, a turn, and a grunt. So simple like the jitterbug, it plumb evaded me. And we had worked ourselves into a tumultuous uproar out in that parking lot. And I was awful tired, went over to the hillside, laid down, slept for 4 hours, and dreamt me some tremulous dreams. It was just me and Cameron Diaz surfing on an island, and her bikini fell off, and oh! And then I woke up, and God's yellow moon was shining on the cool, clear morning. God's little lanterns twinkling on and off in the heavens. And my buddy the bear was missing, disappearing, gone. You want to know something else, friends and neighbors? So was that still? A little bear music.